The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike. Lucky Strike, and Lucky Strike alone, offers you important evidence gathered in the tobacco country by the world-famous Crosley Poll. This evidence clearly reveals the smoking preference of the people who really know tobacco. Auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen. Here's what the Crosley Poll found.
Independent tobacco experts again name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike, first choice over any other brand.
These experts know their business. Their overwhelming preference for Lucky Strike, we believe, has a direct relationship to the quality of tobacco we purchase for Lucky's and to the smoking enjoyment you may expect from fine tobacco. And when these veteran tobacco experts name Lucky Strike first choice for their own personal smoking enjoyment, then you know.
LSMFT. LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So smoke the smoke tobacco expert smoke Lucky Strike.
Independent tobacco experts again name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike first choice over any other brand.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, last night Jack Benny invited his girlfriend, Gladys Zabisco, to attend our Sunday morning rehearsal. So let's go back and pick them up on their way to the studio.
God, Gladys, it sure is a long bus trip from your house, isn't it?
It sure is, sweetie.
You know, the bus has been so crowded, I'm sorry you had to stand all the way.
Oh, that's all right. Look how long you had to stand before you found a seat.
Yeah.
It was smart of you telling that old lady it was Crenshaw Boulevard when it was only Vermont.
Oh, well, the walk will do her good. You know, Gladys, you're the first one I've ever invited to my rehearsal. I want you to see how a big star operates.
You mean Sue Harris will be there?
Gladys, when I said a star, I meant that...
Sweetie, I was only kidding. Stop pouting.
Well, I'm the star of the show, not Phil Harris. You hurt my feelings.
Oh, I know how it is, sweetie. Everyone likes to think they're the tops in their profession.
Certainly. How would you feel if I said that any plumber can solder a steam pipe as fast as you can? You know, everybody's proud of the things they do by them. Here's where we get off. Watch the steps, huh? Say, Gladys, I'm early for rehearsal. Let's go into the drugstore and get a sandwich.
Okay.
Huh? Here are two bacon stools right here, Gladys.
Yeah, I'm hungry. What's on the menu?
Flies.
Oh, Stevie, even when you're sitting down, you're on your toes.
Yeah. Well, let's see what's on the menu. Corned beef sandwich, 55 cents. Roast beef sandwich, 60 cents. Ham and cheese, 70 cents. Sardine sandwich, 15 cents. Steak sandwich, $1.25. Hey, that sounds good.
What are you going to have?
A sardine sandwich.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, Clark! Hey, just a minute. We're busy. Are you ready, Joe?
Ready.
Rubber gloves.
Rubber gloves.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Tweezers.
Tweezers.
Hey, what are you guys doing back there?
Yeah, we're picking the garlic out of a salami.
Well, you can do that later.
Okay, what do you have?
We'll have two sardine sandwiches.
Two sardine sandwiches. Would you like the domestic or the imported?
Imported?
Yeah, those sardines come from Sweden, Norway, and Holland.
Now, where did the domestic come from?
Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Oh, well, then we'll have the domestic sardines.
Well, it'll take a little while. We have to cook those over a smudge pot.
Never mind the jokes. I'm in a hurry.
Well, look, if you don't like the service here, go someplace else.
Look, don't tell me to go someplace else. I came in here to get a sandwich, and you got to give it to me. Can't push me around, you know. I know my rights.
You tell him, Stevie. You've been on the freedom train.
You said it. Now, go get our order.
Okay, okay.
While you're making the sardine sandwiches, I'll have a bowl of soup. What have you got?
Navy bean and soup de jour.
What's the soup de jour?
Navy bean.
Oh, well, I'll have soup de jour.
I'll have navy bean.
Okay. Look, the fleece and Halsey's eye wash. What? Navy bean. Hey, he's new here.
Oh. Well, hurry up, will you, and get our sandwiches.
Oh, hello, Mr. Benny.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
I thought I'd have a bite to eat before rehearsal.
Oh, good, good, kid. Here's the menu. What are you going to have?
I think I'll have a roast beef sandwich and a corned beef sandwich.
A roast beef sandwich and a corned beef sandwich?
I've got two shows.
Imagine ordering two sandwiches just because you've got two shows. By the way, Dennis, this is Gladys Zabisco.
Hello.
Haven't we met before? Your legs look familiar.
Dennis, if you've met before, how come all you remember is her leg?
Well, that's all I could see. She was fixing a pipe under our kitchen sink.
Oh, yes, yes. In fact, I recommended her, I remember.
Here, your two bowls of soup.
Thanks. Gee, this looks good.
Hey, Stevie, look what's in my soup, a button.
Well, how do you like that? Hey, waiter.
Yeah?
There's a button in this soup.
Well, what do you want for 15 cents, a zipper?
No, I don't want a zipper, and I demand to know why there's a button in this soup.
Oh, Speedy, don't argue with him. I just won't pay for my soup.
No, no, Gladys, this is on me. I won't pay for it. Now, look, waiter.
Here's a roast beef sandwich and a corned beef sandwich. Who ordered it?
I did.
And what do you have to drink?
Coffee, tea, and milk.
Coffee, tea, and milk?
I did a guest shot last week.
No. Well, come on, kids. We got to hurry, so let's eat. Pretty good sandwich. Come on, we better get over to the studio. Come on, Gladys.
Right behind you, Stevie.
Now, watch the chest, folks. There's water all over the floor.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm the manager. I hope you'll excuse it. One of the pipes behind the soda fountain sprung a leak.
Oh, that's too bad. Come on, Gladys.
I have no idea what caused it.
Well, mister, maybe the water's backing up because you're not getting enough air through the vent.
No, I checked the vent.
Gladys, come on.
On the other hand, maybe the washer in the union behind the waste trap is stopped.
Gladys, let's go.
Well, I was...
Of course, you can't always put your finger on it, but my guess is that your inside line is corroded or the valves in the hot water intake will have to be reseated.
Gladys, let's go, will you?
Sweetie, this is business.
But this is Sunday.
That's time and a half.
I know, but look
at... Look, mister, if you want, I'll be glad to check all the connections. Or even run a snake through the line and see whether there's any obstructions between the elbow joint and the flush out.
Hmm.
Well, I would appreciate if you fixed our plumbing. That is, if your friend won't mind.
Oh, I thought you knew my friend. His name is...
Herman Fishback. Now, come on, Gladys, let's go.
Well, it'll only take a minute, honey, not dead.
You can't fix it now. Anyway, there's nothing in there but a lipstick.
On the other end is a pipe wrench.
Oh. Well, Gladys, when you finish the job, I'll be over at the studio. Come on, Dennis, let's go.
Say, Mr. Benny.
Huh?
Are you in love with Gladys Zabisco?
No, Dennis. I wouldn't call it love. We're just friends, that's all.
Gee, a plumber's friend.
Yeah.
When did you first meet her?
Oh, it was just one of those unexpected things. One day I was walking down the street, fell in an open manhole, and there she was. You know, fate.
Well, love is where you find it.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, hold it, kid. We better stand here on the curb till the light changes.
Hey, Emily, you that just see me over there?
Where, Martha?
Standing on the corner.
Why, yes, so it is.
My, he always looks so handsome. Those sparkling blue eyes, that manly physique, that Grecian profile, that regal poise. And when he smiles, something happens to my sacroiliac.
That's strange, Martha. I thought South America took it away.
Oh, Emily, stop joking. The trouble with you is you've never been in love.
Oh, no? What about Cleveland?
Cleveland? What happened there?
Not Ohio. Grover.
But, Emily, I always keep dreaming that someday I'll be taking an ocean voyage on the same boat with Mr. Denny, and we'll get shipwrecked, and we'll wind up alone on a desert island. Just me, Jack, and Errol Flynn.
Martha, if you're shipwrecked with Jack Denny, what do you want with Errol Flynn?
What's the matter? You're crazy or something?
Carry on.
Come on, Dennis. We can cross the street now.
Oh, gee, I left my music in the drugstore. I better go back and get it.
All right, kid, but hurry. Don't be late for rehearsal.
Oh, I won't.
There's just one place for me near you. It's like heaven to be near you. Times when we're apart, I can't face my heart.
Hey, Brian.
Say you'll never stray more than just 2 lips away.
Hey, Bud. Bud.
Huh?
This is my side of the street.
What?
Unless you want to team up.
No, no, no.
Maybe I could have taken him up. Then I'd have 2 shows.
Nah, I'd have to play the violin and everything. Oh, well. Da-da-dum, dee-ba-boom, dee-boom, dee-da-doo. Whoops. It was only a bottle cap. Well, here's the studio.
Good morning, Mr. Benny.
Hello, Clancy. Any fan mail for me?
Nope.
Thank you. He's a nice fella. Well, I better go in and start rehearsing.
Won't come with me to Alabama. Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling
okay,
ham. And that's
fella,
what I like
okay,
about stock. In a minute, Jackson, there you can't make no mistake. Where those nerves are never shaky. Ought to taste that layer cakey. That's
Phil,
what
Phil,
I like
Phil,
about
stock. Hold it, Phil, hold it. We've got to start rehearsing.
Start rehearsing? That's what I've been doing.
Rehearsing, that's what I like about the South? For what?
Yeah, I'm going to sing it today on your program.
Oh, you are, eh?
Yeah.
Phil, I want to talk to you about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Not here. I don't want to embarrass you in front of your boys. Come on, step out in the hall.
All right.
Hey, I'll be back in a minute, fellas.
Okay, Jackson, what is it?
Not here. Let's go into my dressing room.
All right, Jackson, all right. What's on your mind? Sit down, Phil. Now, Phil, I've heard you sing, That's What I Like About the South, 50 times a year for the last 12 years. And I defy you to show me where those lyrics make one bit of sense.
Jackson, you've cut me deeply.
I have, eh? Well, do me a favor, will you? I want you to sing That's What I Like About the South right here and now. Sing it slowly, and I'll show you how ridiculous those lyrics are.
Okay.
Now, go ahead. I just want to show you. Go ahead.
All right. Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy, and that's what
all
I
right,
like about...
Bill, all right, all right. Now, look. That, I can understand. You have a mammy. She lives down in Alabama, and she's frying ham and eggs. Now, that's fine. That's fine. That makes sense. Now, continue. I just want to say, continue.
There you can make no mistake. Where those nerves are never shaky. You ought to taste that layer cakey, and that's what
all
I
right,
like.
All right, all right. Now, hold it, hold it. Now, that, I can understand a tiny bit. Somehow, your mother added a pinch of baking powder to the ham and egg, and it turned out to be a layer cake.
layer cakey. All right, cakey, cakey. Now go on. Now go on. I want to hear the rest.
Down where they have those pretty queens, they keep on dreaming those dreamy dreams. Let's sip that absinthe in New Orleans, cause that's
hold it,
what
hold
I...
Hold it, hold it. Now wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold it a minute.
What's the matter?
Look, 10 seconds ago, you were eating ham and eggs in Alabama. Now you're sipping absinthe in New Orleans.
Certainly.
Well, Phil, answer me this. If you're in Alabama, how can you sip absinthe in New Orleans?
Long straw.
Well, all right, Phil. I'll even go along with that. Now continue.
Here come old Roy with all the news. The box, back coat, and the button shoes, but he's all caught up with his union dues, and that's what I like about the South.
Go on,
Here come old Bob down the street.
Who? What happened to Roy?
A couple of feet. He would rather sleep than eat, and that's what I like about the South. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you about the place called Doo-Wah City? It ain't no town, and it ain't
hold
no
it, hold it, Phil, hold it, hold it. Hold it. I've been waiting for that.
Huh?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Just a minute.
Oh, what's the matter?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Phil. Phil, I have the latest Rand McNally map of the United States. Here. Here, look at it. Show me one place on it called Doo-Wah Diddy. I can see Walla Walla, Ypsilanti, Ashtabula, Tucumcari, Nacogdoches, and even Waxahachie. But where in the name of Stephen Foster is Doo-Wah Diddy? Or Petrillo? Where in the name of Petrillo? Where is Doo-Wah Diddy?
Jackson, I just told you.
You told me what?
It ain't no town, it ain't no city. It's awful small, but awful pretty. Doo-Wah Diddy.
Now, don't describe it. Don't describe it. I mean, just tell me, is it a real place?
Certainly, Jackson. It ain't just a fig leaf of my imagination.
But, Phil, just answer me one thing. Look, just answer me one thing, Phil. Look, if Doo-Wah Diddy ain't no town and it ain't no city, what is it? Is it a village? Is it a hamlet? Is it a gas station? Is it a sack of Vigoro? Is it Clyde? Is it Sulfathiazole? What is it? What is Doo-Wah Diddy?
Now, quiet. Jackson, will you
now, wait? What is
Doo-Wah? Don't get yourself worked up. You'll fall over. Wait a minute. You're going to pick everything to pieces? You got nothing.
What?
Well, you can do that with any song.
What do you mean?
Well, take Frank Sinatra. Last night on the hit parade right here at NBC.
Yeah.
NBC,
yeah,
which
yeah.
is on Sunset and Vine.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of Hollywood. What does he sing? Rivers, stay away from my door.
So what?
Rivers, stay away from my door. It ain't rained here for 4 months.
What about yesterday?
That wasn't enough to chase a jigger of bourbon.
Phil, that's a silly argument you're giving me. And anyway, what I said still goes. You're not going to sing That's What I Like About the South anymore. On my program. Now, let's get back to rehearsal.
Okay, okay.
Now, where's Don Wilson?
Oh, he's in dressing room D rehearsing the quartet.
Oh, well, I better go over and see how they're doing. What a song did you hear about the place called Doo-Wah Diddy? And here comes old Roy with a box back coat and button shoes. The shoes I can understand, but I haven't worn a box back coat in 2 years. Doo-Wah Diddy. Oh, here it is. I'll just peek in and see what the quartet's rehearsing. Oh, Don.
Stay out of here. Can't you see Oh, hello, Jack.
Look, Don, I just came in to
see... I didn't know it was you.
Oh, that's all right, Don. Stop licking my hand.
I like sardines.
Oh, yeah. Don, those paper napkins. Don, were you and the boys rehearsing?
Yeah, we're doing Sonny Boy today. Would you like to hear it?
Sonny Boy? Oh, yes, yes. Al Jolson's song. Go ahead.
Are you ready, boys? Take it.
Climb up on my knees, BD Rig. LSMFT, BD Rig. You've no way of knowing, there's no way of showing what you mean to me, BD Rig. When there are great times, I don't mind the great times.
and blue, Effie Boone.
Effie Boone?
You're a rockin'
here. Yeah.
Make it grow it
here. Yeah.
For it may improve, Effie Boone. You're from Kentucky, and I know your worth. You sell a lucky, the best right here on earth. I'm old and gray, dear. I'll smoke night and day, dear.
Yeah.
I love you so, Effie Boone.
Yes, Speedy Riggs and Effie Boone. I remember them many years ago. A pair of barefoot boys playing joyfully in the tobacco field. And as the sun would set over the magnolia trees, they would come trudging home with their chubby little arms filled with those big tobacco leaves. And who would meet them at the door? Dazzle Rysdale. And then on the day off, they would go to the old swimming hole, take off their clothes, and lie in the sun. And when Speedy Riggs turned to Effie Boone and said, "Look at my back, is it burned?" Effie Boone said,
"Old and gray, dear. I'll smoke night and day, dear.
Yeah.
I love you so. Lucky
Don, that was very good. I'm glad the boys didn't go crazy.
Well, thanks, Jack.
Well, I'll see you later. Well, I guess I better get in there.
Jackie.
Oh, hello, Gladys. How'd you get in without a pass?
They thought I was going to fix the pipe.
Oh. Well, did you finish your job at the drugstore?
Yeah.
Well, we're rehearsing in Studio C, so... Wait a minute, Gladys. What's that on your finger?
The hot water faucet. I can't get it off.
Gee, I was scared. I thought we were engaged. Oh, well, I'll help you with it later. Now, wait for me in Studio C. I got to go to my dressing room.
Hello, boss.
Oh, hello, Rochester. What are you doing here?
I brought your glasses down. You left them at home, and I knew you'd need them for your show.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Rochester. Hand them to me. I'll put them on. There. Funny how I could forget my glasses. You know, I can hardly see a thing, but... Say, I wonder if that was a bottle cap.
What'd you say, boy?
Nothing. Oh, by the way, Rochester, I won't be home for dinner tonight. I'm going to the K. Kaiser banquet. You know, it's his 10th anniversary on NBC. Rochester, remember when NBC gave me a 10th anniversary dinner?
Yeah, I remember that night. Yeah. They served roast breast and sardines.
Yeah. That's where I got the habit, you know. But you know, K. Kaiser's a nice fella. He deserves a testimonial. Say, Roger, what do you think I ought to wear tonight? My blue shirt suit or my tuxedo?
You can't wear your tuxedo, boss. Somebody answered the ad you put in the paper, and I ran it out this morning.
My tuxedo? Who'd you rent it to?
K. Kaiser.
Oh. I hope he's careful with it.
Well, boss, I might as well be getting back home now.
Okay. So long, Rochester.
So long, boss.
Now, let's see. Where are the scripts? Oh, here they are. I think they're all right.
Oh, say, Mr. Benny.
Yes? Yes, Rochester.
I meant to ask you, as long as you're not coming home for dinner, do you mind if I take the night off?
No, I guess it'd be all right, Rochester. Why?
Well, my aunt is visiting me, and I'd like to show her the town.
Oh, your aunt, eh?
Yeah, she's never been to Los Angeles before. She's way down south.
Really? What part of the south?
Mississippi.
Mississippi, eh? What town?
A little place called Do Why Diddy.
Where did you say she's from, Rochester? A little place called what?
Do Why Diddy.
Rochester, close the door.
What's the matter, boss?
Rochester, are you sure your aunt lives in Dewar, did he?
Yes. See the package I've got under my arm?
Uh-huh.
It's from my Uncle Roy.
Your Uncle Roy? What did he send you?
Pop that coat and button shoes.
Wait a minute, Rochester. Your Uncle Roy, who lives in Dewar, did he send you a box, fat coat, and a pair of running shoes?
Yeah. What's the matter, boss? You look kind of pale.
Yeah. I think I'll lie down. And Rochester, you can have tonight off if you want it.
Okay, boss, thanks.
Rochester.
Yes, sir.
When you pass Studio C, tell Phil Harris that all right for him to sing. That's what I like about the South. Can't get over it. I wonder if... Hello? Public library? Miss, can you tell me, is there a little town in Mississippi called Dewar Diddy? What's the population? No, that's all. Thank you very much. Yeah, never been so embarrassed in all my life. I wouldn't blame Phil if he never talked to me again. Well, I'm not going to take this lying down. Hello? Rand McNally? I'm suing you. I guess that settles that. Imagine leaving off an important place like Dewar Diddy.
Jack will be back in just a minute, but first... Independent tobacco experts again name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike first choice. Over any other brand.
That statement is backed up by an impartial Crosley poll just completed in 11 southern tobacco states. This poll, taken among tobacco experts, clearly reveals the smoking preference of the men who really know tobacco. The survey shows...
Independent tobacco experts again name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike first choice over any other brand.
These are the experts, the top men in their field, auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen. And we believe their overwhelming preference for Lucky Strike has a direct relationship to the quality tobacco we purchase for Lucky.
You've heard the poll results. Now listen to what Mr. Henry Snell, a tobacco warehouseman for over 32 years, recently said.
Season after season, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy fine, mild, ripe tobacco. I've smoked Lucky 17 years.
So for your own real, deep-down smoking enjoyment, remember...
L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Good night, folks.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.